RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Roots. Roots in modern medicine. Take this root. Can you believe it? You may be taking it. But much better to get it from the ground than from a pharmaceutical compound. Well, I brought back a dear friend and famous herbalist, Dr. Alan Tillotson, to discuss the evolution of our pharmaceutical agents, our therapies, etc., from the botanicals to the present. Alan, thanks for joining us once again.
You're very welcome.
I know you created a little story about roots from 2,000 years ago. Would you care to share it with the listeners?
Sure. Actually, I modified it. What I said was 2,000 BC, the doctor would say, here, take this root. And then in 1,000 AD, they would say, hey, that root's even. Pray to God to heal you. By 1450, they had advanced, and they started to say, hey, that prayer is superstition. Drink this magic potion. By 1850, they realized that their potions contained mercury. They told them to drink an oil. By 1940, they realized that the oil was snake oil, so they told them to take a prescription pill. By 1960, they realized that a lot of the prescription pills didn't work, so they said, hey, take this new FDA-approved drug. And this year, and the year passed, we realized that some of those proven drugs cost over $1,000 per pill and have side effects. So today we say again, take this root, along with some snake oil, which, as you know, is very high in omega-3 fatty acids.
Well, I mean, that's fascinating. I mean, you know, nowhere else do you get this information but from you, Alan, who's integrated both Western medicine with Western herbs, Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, etc. And the fact is that there are so many natural remedies that are coming back into focus by scientists because they realize we're coming around to our botanical past. We're coming back to our roots, so to speak. You and I talked about telomeres and how telomeres can grow and how telomerase can help repair them. And the scientists that are publishing are talking about astragalus. Could you share where astragalus comes from and how long it's been used?
Well, astragalus is a Chinese herb named Huang Qi. It's been in use, continuous use, for over 2,000 years. It was mentioned even early in the early book, The Yellow Emperor's Classic on Internal Medicine, before the time of Christ. So it's an energy tonic. They used it, and they still use it for general energy and keeping the body living longer, protecting against infections, which they used to call invasion by evil spirits. Today we call evil spirits germs. And that they use that herb quite a lot. It has some very interesting properties. It can especially be used in very weak people to strengthen them up, and is the basis of a number of herbal medicine formulas for keeping the immune system strong.
I'm sure there are other herbal medicines that you might consider in the same category.
Oh, there's quite a few in the tonic area. Now, with the astragalus, they found that certain components of it actually work on the telomeres, that is, keeping telomeres from deteriorating, which slows down the aging process. So it's kind of an important thing. But I don't think that's the only herb. I think that many of the herbs that were used and have a big reputation in different parts of the world for longevity. See, the thing about reputation is that you might write a really good music or a song, or you might write a really good book, but your generation may like it. If the next generation doesn't like it, that's oftentimes those things disappear over time. That's why Mark Twain is still popular, while other writers from that time frame over 100 years ago are gone. So those herbs that have survived for hundreds and hundreds of years, it means that they've gone through one generation after the next, and they've been found to be useful. And that's probably why the scientists are finding that there are indeed things in them that do work.
So marketing, diet fads, self-endorsing specialists bring up things, and the people keep getting intrigued just like they do about local politicians who come and go. And so they lose sight of that long-term synergy between health and botanicals.
And we call that process someone who lacked roots. They lacked roots in their own traditions, and they just hear one concept, and even if the concept is telomeres or antioxidants or cleansing, they hear one concept, and they think that that's going to solve all their problems. So everything is antioxidants, or telomeres, or this or that. But it's actually, it's sort of like three-dimensional chess. The human body is so complex, no one understands all of it. All of us understand only pieces, but when you look at the big picture and you get a better sense of what's going on, you want to be more like the wise. You don't want to be like the five blind men and the elephant. You want to be the wise man who sees the whole elephant, not the five blind men and only see a part.
Correct. Curcumin, turmeric, is that a root?
Well, it comes from the root curcuma longa, and that, of course, is a root. And it's one with a long tradition used in both Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine. And its relatives are used here in the West also. But curcumin is one of the most studied plants there is right now. If you go to the Medline or PubMed, you'll see thousands and thousands of articles because of its very powerful effect on inflammation and on cancer. I have a graphic which shows hundreds of different points where curcumin has effects on target points on cancer cells. So it's a very, very important plant.
How can people get to your website?
Well, it gives my website. You can just type in my name, Alan, A-L-A-N, Tillotson, T-I-L-L-O-T-S-O-N, or you can just go to my, or type in Crystalis Natural Medicine Clinic. Either of those ways will get you to my website.
What I'm hearing is something I'm sort of reflecting on. I took a botany course in college, and nowhere did I realize in that course about the nutritive value of botanicals for human health. And in medical school, we would learn pharmaceuticals one thing at a time, separated from the entire context of how they came about and the ethnobotanicy, the ethnobotanicals of old cultures that are still existent today. And so it takes people like you, Alan, to share with the people who are fortunate enough to come to your clinic to learn these kind of informations that give you broader options, I believe, than just simple one-target pharmaceuticals. Would you agree?
Yeah, well, of course. We try to, like many holistic practitioners, to put things together into an integrated package to try to get the person healthier by correcting the imbalances or whether it's dietary or lifestyle or using nutrients and plants to get that person back to balance. And I've been fortunate to be doing this for a long time and having some pretty good results. So one of the things I do, it's a little bit different, though, is that I look at from three or four different points of view, including Western science, and I also look for underlying causes. Instead of trying to spot all the mosquitoes, I'm looking for the hole in the screen and getting that hole fixed so that there are less problems.
Well, Alan Tillotson, PhD, is a unique individual. One Earth, www.oneearthherbalsourcebook.com will give you a lot of information, but not as much as talking to the guru himself. We don't know all of the nuances in terms of herbs, and certainly do depend on our colleagues who do know these different aspects that help us in our daily medical lives. And that's why I've always been so privileged to have you as a colleague and friend. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Oz on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Stay well, and use your own judgment and become a medical detective. There are many resources out there. I'm glad you're part of this process and a partner in your own health.